855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And we keep archives going back for many years at archives.freetalklive.com. Go there. Enjoy them for free. Freetalklive.com. Let's go to, well, the pizza guy. He's calling in on Skype. Pizza guy, what's on your mind?
Hey, it's not just the pizza guy, it's the pizza guy and his lovely wife.
Hello.
Lady.
The cleaning lady. There you go. The cleaning lady. And she is, in fact, an honest-to-goodness native Japanese. So after you guys were talking about the culture and the language last week, I thought maybe we'd call in today and give you guys some information.
Oh, cool. That's nice to hear from you. So for anybody who didn't hear the show last Sunday, somebody called in while we were talking about the subject of, like, sort of peaceful parenting, and the person said something about we should look into Japanese discipline. And I Googled it, and,
it's the internet, after all.
Some porn sites. What do you think the person meant by that? He didn't really explain what it was.
Japanese. You're asking how Japanese parentage ship differs from like parent.
Yeah, it sounded like he used a specific term, Japanese.
With me and my wife, there was actually a lot of drama because her parents really disapproved of me. And after I graduated college, I went there to ask for my wife's hand in marriage. And there was a whole bunch of drama, and I forget exactly what happened, but they're like right in the middle of the train station. My wife was like 21 at the time. I mean, not a child. And her mother just reached out and slapped her right in the face. Like right in front of everybody. It just kind of blew me away.
Yeah, you know, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, but that kind of thing is more or less common over there. Like, you know, other than that, though, I mean...
Other than the face slapping.
You know, I actually heard, I had a Japanese coworker who told me that sometimes his boss would hit him. Like, he worked in a scientific lab, and he said that his boss would hit him, and that wasn't, like, considered abuse. Like, here, if a boss hit an employee, that's something really serious, you know?
Yeah.
Is that true?
You're not allowed to look at her butt, let alone hit her.
It's a superior.
Sorry, what was that?
He's the boss in his superior position, so he can get away with those things.
He can get away with it, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's really interesting, the culture over there. Hierarchy is important, and that's part of the culture. But one thing I wanted to kind of touch on, because you guys were talking about the language and how the language might kind of influence that. You know, I think you might be putting the horse before the buggy. A lot of the times... the language, I mean, what you're doing when you use, there's separate types of verbs in language. It's called keigo, when you're using kind of that politeness. And really, it's just a way to add more information. There is a sterile way to say things. So, like, with the example of a scientist saying, how would I say I did this, and how would I say you did this, by using keigo in one way or another, it's just... It's not so much that you're denigrating yourself as much as the implication by denigrating yourself is that you were the one who did it. Because a lot of times the language is not like Spanish or German where you can just kind of one for one exchange a vocabulary. It's not like that. The concepts, if you take the language as a whole, the concepts are it's a completely different puzzle set. Whereas, like, the difference between Spanish and English and German is oftentimes just, it's the same puzzle pieces, just with a different picture over it. And the Japanese language is a completely different pie slicing, and so whole concepts are just ripped apart, and things like saying, I did it, that doesn't make any sense, right? You would just say, it was done. And by which verb you use, you kind of end up implying who did it. Because if I say, it was done... by somebody below everyone else, well, who would say that but myself, right?
Right.
It's implied.
It was done in a humble manner. by somebody who's just officiously humble. Please don't look at this humble person in any way but humility. Right.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been to Japan quite a bit myself, and there's a big emphasis on body language. In fact, there's a word for it. I can't think of it. I think it begins with like an I, of course, not in Japanese, but it seems to be a big deal over there. Am I right about that, Pizza Guy?
Yes. There's a gesture for pregnancy or going for a drink, any other, whatever you can imagine.
What's the gesture for pregnancy?
You just go roundy with your two hands over your tummy.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And it's common to do that rather than saying it directly.
Right, right.
In Japan, kind of the motif is everything is indirect. Unless you want to be mean. And it's almost the opposite of in America, when you want to be mean, you be indirect, and the rest of the time you're straight and honest with people all the time. In Japan, it's the other way around. You're indirect all the time, and that's considered politeness. The only time you're direct is when you want to be mean. So when you want to insult someone, you don't like insult their intelligence by saying some kind of a clever, witty statement. You just say to them, "Die." Right? Like, and that's a command. It just means die. Or you say shinabayu, which means it would be best if you were dead.
Wow.
And I think that's almost why they seem, or why we seem rude to them, is because everything we say is so direct.
Sure. We sound like we're cussing all the time.
Right. Yeah, for them it's like, well, why are you being so rude about it? Well, it's because we're saying things directly and clearly.
Well, surely they have to have classes for dealing with the barbarians, right? I mean, somebody must be educating them. Look, this is how they talk. They're just like this all the time.
Culture is an amazing thing. People often say that Japan is one of the most atheist nations in the world. After having lived there for a year and a half, I'd have to tell you that they're probably one of the most religious nations. They're more religious than the United States, and I think that's saying a bit.
And what's that based on?
Yeah, and their religion is not some man in the sky. It's not ancient, text. Their religion is the culture.
Yes.
Shinto is the name. Shinto is kind of like the Japanese version of paganism, and I don't know if referring to Shinto as their religion is really, really direct enough.
Okay.
What I would say is that it's just collectivism is their religion. Shinto, nobody there really, really believes it.
No, right, right.
Right, it's just a bunch of fairy tales. It's a lot. Yeah, it's like folklore and things like that, and it's built into the culture. But as far as, I mean, I was a 22-year-old man dating a 21-year-old woman, and we had to get her parents' permission. And when she, in the dead of night, escaped on an airplane, to fly over to the United States and be with me, it was a big deal for her.
Yeah.
You know, it would be like having to urinate on a Bible in order to marry somebody here. Like, you just, cause it's just something you just don't do. And it's the only word I can use is it's blasphemy.
Yeah, it sounds like it takes a lot of courage. Do you still have contact?
When you say you had to get their parents' permission, I want to know what is the consequence if you did not?
For me?
Yeah, just what's it mean? So he said that they had to get your parents' permission, cleaning lady, and I don't know what he means when he says he had to get your parents' permission in order for you guys to date while he was over there.
Oh, I needed their permission to celebrate us on a wedding party or whole life, to have blessing from them.
So do you still have contact with your parents after getting married to a pizza guy?
Yes, they forgave us.
Mm.
But if they are forgiven us for real and reaching on occasion, I'm sure they sent us money or something more.
I see.
It's always nice to get money from the parents.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for the call, guys.
855-453-7333.
Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Lynn. and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for non-24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for non-24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book. And it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The last four digits there spell the word free, as in Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And, you know, I want to tell you about ProXPN because, of course, you've heard, you know, you can call in 855-450-3733, and that is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. But what is ProXPN? And ProXPN, let me tell you, the way things are going on the internet right now, we have the Heartbleed bug, you have the OAuth and the OpenID vulnerability. Okay, there's so many things coming out seemingly every week now, of problems, on the internet, security flaws that the web has. You want
the internet
to take,
a dangerous place.
It is a dangerous place. You want to take proactive steps to secure your data, your digital life, which is just as important in this world as your meat space life. So I want you to check out ProXPN. ProXPN, it's a VPN service. Okay, now granted, it's not a cure-all for everything I listed off, but it's a good start. Okay, and ProXPN, it's a VPN service, which is a virtual private network, and this is global. You can use it anywhere, not just in the U.S., and it will encrypt all of your online communications, anything that your computer or your smartphone or your tablet sends up to the interwebs, it's going to encrypt. It's really, you can't beat it. You can get it for the price, less than the price, really, I think, of a good cup of coffee every month, okay? If you use the code FTL20, again, that's FTL20, you'll get 20% off the lifetime of the account that you go with. There's an annual plan, a monthly plan. You can use FTL20 for either of those. You can also get it with Bitcoin, but you can't use the code FTL20 for that, but you will get a greater discount, I believe, of 30%. And that's great. I mean, this is a company that's supporting Free Talk Live. They're supporting freedom. They're supporting Bitcoin. They're all over the place. They got their heads in the right place, and they want to protect your online identity.
It's one of the biggest VPN services in the world, right?
Yes, it is. It is growing exponentially, and that's because they are offering a great service, and one that's important that I think people recognize is necessary, especially since the hallowed Snowden revelations.
Yeah, it's easy. I have to say, as a person who isn't like a super tech person, it's easy to get on.
It
like,
is
all
really
you,
easy.
All you do is just download something, and then you make a login, and then you connect, and you can surf and feel a little bit better because you'll be encrypting your stuff.
Yeah, they have an app for Windows, Android, iOS, Mac. You can even use it on Linux. Really, any machine you've got.
On a phone. It works on...
Yeah, it works. Yeah, Android and iOS works on phones. So it's fantastic. Really easy to use ProXPN.
One thing it doesn't protect you from is really dumb quotes in the news. And hear from the Raw story.
Can anything really protect you from that?
Not much. Sorry. Alabama's Chief Justice said, Buddha didn't create us, so the First Amendment only protects Christians.
Wait, what?
I'm pretty sure Jesus didn't create us either.
Well,
I'm pretty sure the founding fathers weren't Christians, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, some of the founding fathers were Christians, some of them weren't.
Yeah.
So modern Christianity would claim that the Trinitarian doctrine would claim that Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit are one and three at the same time. Very confusing. Obviously, it contradicts with some Unitarian beliefs.
Or Michael Servetus, sure.
I'm not sure who that is.
Yeah, he was a reformer, Protestant reformer back.
So anyway, speaking at the Pastor for Life luncheon, which was sponsored by Pro Life Mississippi, Chief Justice Roy Moore of the Alabama Supreme Court, Chief Justice, not that that matters too much.
That's not that high of a title.
No, it's only it gives you the ability to write the minority or majority opinion, depending on which you are in, if you are the, or decide who does it.
I mean, yeah, it's not a lot of power.
It's not a lot of power. But it's interesting that he is the Chief Justice as opposed to just a justice. He declared the First Amendment only applies to Christians because Buddha didn't create us. Muhammad didn't create us. Now, these are prophets, by the way. It was the God of the Holy Scriptures who created us. Now, as I understand it, the God of the Quran is the same God as the God of the Bible, and that Muhammad was trying to get some stuff sort of cleared up about Jesus and that kind of thing.
Well, I'll tell you a couple of quick things. One is that supposedly in Turkey they have a Bible that's about 1,500 to 2,000 years old that has some extra pages in it. That
is
apparently
the Gospel of Barnabas?
Yes, you got it. Bingo. So you have that. But then also, here's an interesting factoid that a lot of people don't know, is that if you go to, say, Afghanistan or Iraq or any of those Middle Eastern countries, and you ask a Catholic, who do they pray to? They say Allah. Because that's just how you say the word God.
That's how you say
over
God.
There. That's all that is. So, sure. When a lot of people don't know that is that if you talk to a Christian over there, they're gonna be saying, thank you, Allah. Or they won't say thank you, but... Anyway.
Yeah. they didn't bring, I'll go on here, they didn't bring the Quran over on the pilgrim ship. You didn't know what the name of the pilgrim ship was? I mean, you're going to do this, Reese, you're going to do this speech at this luncheon? You know, whoa, Mayflower, right? Okay, let's get real. Let's go back and learn our history. Let's stop playing games, he says. So the Constitution has this Bill of Rights, you know, freedom of religion, that kind of thing. And it seems to me that it doesn't really matter what the majority of the people who were around at the time that the Constitution was written, really, when the First Amendment says something to the effect that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So, I mean, what difference does it make at that point whether you're Hindu or Buddhist or whatever it is that you are, Muslim? What difference does it make?
There's only one true religion, so that couldn't be as broad as that sounds. It had to be specific.
Well, the concerning thing is, like, you know, this might be an opinion you may expect your average social conservative kind of Christian to hold.
Yeah, I've heard it 100 times on the radio.
However, this person is in a seat of enormous power where he's going to have to be dealing with lots of people who have different religious beliefs or perhaps no religious beliefs. And if this is his personal opinion, can we expect that not to leak into his job? I don't know.
It seems pretty obvious it's going to leak into his job.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that somebody holds an opinion like this and it doesn't leak into their job. Isn't that kind of what it is about opinions? And yep. As a Chief Justice, he's not bucking for another position. He's not.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He's not going to this luncheon and speaking to these people in a way that, say, a politician would. Maybe he's saying, you know, like Barack Obama was talking about transparency in the government. I don't know if he was lying at the time, but he certainly didn't deliver on the promise. When he said shutting down Gitmo, I don't even think he was lying necessarily at the time, but he certainly didn't deliver on the promise. You know, there's a list of them that politicians, presidents, and politicians in the past certainly don't deliver on. This guy, if he's trying to impress these people, he's only impressing them for his own sort of salacious reasons.
Or is this judicial activism? You know that phrase that got tossed around so much when so-called liberal judges were ruling in favor of gay marriage?
Yes.
Is this judicial activism? Like, this guy is probably the kind of judge that would have called those other judges judicial activists. So is he being one?
Well, it's pretty obvious. I mean, you know, he's going to use his position. I guess that's what being a Supreme Court justice is judicial activism, right? I mean, that's like the definition of it. We just call it activism when we disagree with it.
Right.
855-450-FREE. Does this disturb you? Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit proflowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. That's how we run the show. We also drink BuzzBox coffee here at Free Talk Live. BuzzBox coffee is delicious.
I do love good coffee.
Yep.
You know, it reminds me, I was just thinking of Ellen DeGeneres today, and she has that famous quote where she said, "Sex with men is like coffee. I don't drink coffee." I was just thinking, those of us who do drink those of us who do drink coffee here on Free Talk Live, drink BuzzBox coffee.
Yeah. Shea-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. And, you know, that's really important, that organic certification, when it comes to coffee, because coffee is a really absorbent product. So you don't know what the kind of pesticides are that they use in third world countries, depending on, you know, where your coffee comes from. You just have no clue. Leaded fuel, in all likelihood.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's serious.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know the specifics of how, you know, when lead lands in the ground, and, you know, leaded fuel, it does get in the air, lands in the ground next to these coffee plants, and they're growing in leaded ground. I have no clue whether or not that gets up into the bean, but it doesn't make you feel real comfortable.
No, right. It happens to chocolate. I imagine it would happen to coffee.
So BuzzBox, another thing that they do, now they're competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but another thing that they do is they care about the people that grow their coffee. They allow producers to, you know, join their, these people in third world countries to join their coffee co-op, and that helps them to feed their families. Also, folks like Free Talk Live, we can partner with BuzzBox in order to offer microloans to people around the world. This is why we do it, so that we can change lives. For every 10 listeners that sign up at coffee.freetalklive.com, you get your first pound free just to try it out. There's no reason not to try it out. But the first 10 for every 10 people that sign up, we can give one microloan to a family around the world to make their life better, whether it's for a bicycle, for a delivery service, or, you know, a sewing machine, or a variety of things that they might get a loan for. But we're changing lives and offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their own life by giving them a hand up instead of a handout. So get started now. Get your free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com. You pay the shipping, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. Alabama's Supreme Court Justice says, Buddha didn't create us and Muhammad didn't create us. It is the God of the Holy Scripture who created us. So we have to stop pretending like the First Amendment applies to these folks, I guess. He declared that the First Amendment only applies to Christians. And then he noted that he loves talking to lawyers because he's a lawyer who went to a secular school.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. So he knows that in the law, talking about God just isn't actually correct.
You know what? He may have gone to a secular school because there's an old saying in Christianity that the best way to make an atheist is to send your kid to a Christian college.
Is that so?
Yeah, because like where they actually teach, you know, like what the actual Greek and the Hebrew and Aramaic and all that stuff, what it actually means, it easily ruins one's faith.
Sounds like a variation on the easiest way to become an atheist is to, like, read the Bible.
Yeah, it's something like that. But anyway, that's a common thing, is to send someone to, I mean, maybe Liberty, what's that one in Texas? Liberty University.
Liberty University isn't in Texas. I think it's in, like,
Alabama?
Yeah, I'm going to look. I think it's in somewhere Tennessee or Kentucky. I don't know.
Anyway, when I was a Christian, I was told that going to a Christian college is one of the most dangerous things you could do.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I didn't.
They actually told you that.
Yeah.
It does make one wonder. I had not heard that before, but I wasn't going to go to a Christian college either.
So right on.
What can I tell you? I'm looking at Liberty University's website, and they certainly don't declare right on the front page where exactly one goes. But, you know, anyway. You can look for yourself, libertyonlinedegrees.com. So I got the online version. That's probably bad. They don't want to.
That's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Just like Christ.
Yeah. Going on, he noted that he loves talking to lawyers because he's a lawyer and he went to a secular school. He knows that in the law, talking about God isn't politically correct. He claimed that this is why America has lost its way, and that he would be publishing a pamphlet this week, maybe next, that contained copies of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, thereby proving that all the people who founded this nation, black, white, all people, all religions, all faiths, knew that America was about God. So there you go. America's about God, and all the people of all the faiths that founded the nation knew that.
Well, just proves it. I mean, the case closed. Right?
Is this a God of, is it like that statue off of New York City, Liberty Island there? What is it? The goddess Libertas. Is that the God?
Or I think that, you know, I think when you talk about different doctrines, different, because they portray God differently, when you, different sort of arms of even the Christian church portray God differently. So, I mean, if you're painting different pictures, aren't you talking about different gods? I mean, since these aren't the same person, you know what I mean?
Well, like, what's that picture painted in the Capitol building of the Ascension of George Washington? Where, I mean, that's a painting of a god, right?
It certainly looks like George Washington is taking his place among the Greek and Roman gods. It's a bizarre stuff, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, it's ridiculous, because, I mean, in Washington, D.C., you know, there's a plurality of faiths represented. Other than church buildings, there's no sign of Jesus there. But, I mean, like, you'd think with all these statues of gods and goddesses, there'd be one of Jesus around, but there isn't. This is insane.
So he blames the direction of the country on abortion, and he later says that the pursuit of happiness meant following God's law, because you can't be happy unless you follow God's law, and if you follow God's law, you can't be anything but happy. So there you go. Happiness is following God's law. It's all about, I'm not sure what that is. I think, as I understand, God's law is, the primary God law is to love God, and the secondary one is to love your neighbor as yourself. You love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And if that's the case, then we'd solve a lot of problems there.
Well, it says it's the summation of the law, but I don't know that that negates all the others.
I see. Okay. Well, Didn't Peter, when the, I don't know, the animals flew away on the blanket there and Axe, did he kind of get rid of, this is what I've been told in my Christian upbringing, is that the law of the Old Testament was fulfilled in Christ, meaning that it's done and completed. So
wouldn't that make you a preterist?
I think preterists have the closest, the closest thing to Christianity out there, from what I can tell. But most people aren't preterists, and they don't believe. But what I'm saying is that the law itself, the Old Testament, all this stuff about no tattoos, no rounding of your head, no, you know, whatever it
gay
is,
sex,
all that stuff that's all wrapped up in shellfish, wearing fabrics of different types together. You know, mixing your goats with your pigs or whatever. I have no idea. All that stuff is all just sort of taken care of, and it doesn't matter anymore. And that the only thing that really matters are these other laws that have to do with sort of love. And I like that. I don't see much of it in the church, but no, I like it.
Yeah, I think that's a misconception, because with what happened is that the law was fulfilled when Christ was put on the cross. Okay. That not one tittle, all this business, you know, I mean, there's a verse
change,
that talks about
it. Fulfilled, right?
Okay, right. And so now we're living in, as what Paul calls, the new covenant.
All right.
As compared to the old covenant, which is what the Jews were following.
Okay,
so, but what's the new covenant? And this is, you know, again, you got to let the Bible explain itself if you're going to believe in it. Okay, and so you look in the Bible, where else does it mention new covenant? Shouldn't that have been prophesied before? And it was in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33. It says, the new covenant, my law will be written on people's hearts. So what he was saying is that the people will just live the law pretty much, you know, on their own, that it wouldn't go away, just it'd be a part of them. And then this is reflected in Revelations chapter 9, too, where the mark of God and the mark of the beast, because there's actually, it mentions both of those, and the mark of God is the law. So you know Christians by their following of the law, that it's in their heart. So I think it's a misconception. Anyway, sorry.
If God
I didn't
wrote
mean to
it on your
that.
Heart, then who am I to question it? 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
All right, hold on. We've got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes? I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, and they say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm David Cordeni, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org. And march to help our babies. Thank you.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now. and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Give us a call. Take control of the airwaves here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. So, Stephanie, apparently they busted some senior citizens.
Yeah, this is a horrible story. So this actually happened quite, you know, in the city that Brian and I live in. We don't live in Keene. We live a little bit up north. But and there's this, you know, a reporter who's been kind of reporting on it with the local newspaper. And now I think this just goes to show that no matter where you are, like really, if you're in the U.S. or probably other places, too, but no matter who you are and where you are, like, you're not beyond the reach of these bureaucrats who are just trying to get your money and get your obedience. I was rather shocked by this. But anyway, here, let's read the story. So it starts out on February 5th. He's writing about it first. On the eve of this year's Super Bowl, seven out-of-towners dropped by the American Legion Post 22 in Lebanon, New Hampshire. But they didn't come in for a nightcap. They worked for the state agency charged with enforcing New Hampshire's liquor laws. The seven agents, packing sidearms and a search warrant, confiscated $15,320 in cash from the Post 22 safe that the Liquor Commission claims were proceeds from illegal gambling.
So they just came in and, like, broke open the safe?
So all the money...
Kind of like common criminals, yeah. They
all
just,
the money that happens to be in the safe of this place.
Yeah, we'll take that, thanks.
Remember, these places, they, you know, they sell alcohol and food and that kind of thing.
Yeah, they collect donations, right? I mean, all kinds of things.
All the money must have been from gambling, all right?
Well, that was, yeah, that was the thing. Legion officials say the state is mistaken. For years, well, when people are mistaken and they have guns, it's kind of a bigger deal than when they're just mistaken. But they say the state is mistaken. For years, Post 22 has been holding Super Bowl raffles to raise money for worthy causes. A good chunk of the confiscated money was going to, among other things, buy food baskets for struggling families and into a fund that provides college scholarships for veterans' kids. The club, quote, doesn't keep a penny, said Treasurer Pete St. Pierre. All the money is dispersed to raffle winners and to the charities the club supports.
You know, the amazing thing about this is that this is the organization. The American Legion is the organization that supports the state. I mean, they're the state's cheering glee club. They're the ones that have all these flag preservation.
They got American in the name.
Yeah, and you know, I think that there are a lot of people out there who believe that if you are a good old American veteran, you've served your country, you've paid your dues, now you're a senior citizen, and all you want to do is on the Super Bowl have a little bit of a, you know, game to raise money for charity and make a little fun
What's
evening out of it.
What's more American than football, right?
Exactly. But no, they got raided. And actually, this wasn't the first time that happened to them. 4 years ago on Super Bowl Sunday, the State Liquor Enforcement Bureau pulled the same stunt. After the raid, Post 22 officials made several trips to Concord, which is the state capital, to explain how their Super Bowl raffles worked. It took 4 months for the state to grasp that the veterans, many of them senior citizens, weren't running a gambling operation and returned the confiscated money, about $12,000 in 2010, to the club. Just to be on the safe side, Post 22 officers met with state liquor enforcement officials in 2010 to go over the rules. It was explained to us that what we were doing was within reason, said the treasurer. Nothing has changed in 4 years, club officials told me, the reporter. Prior to last Sunday's game, Post 22 sold, quote, squares for several raffles. Rows and columns of a 10-by-10 grid were assigned a number 0 to 9 at random and tied to the potential score of the game. And everyone who bought a square, prices ranged from $5 to $100 depending on the game, had an equal chance of winning. There's no skill involved. It's all luck. Sort of like playing the vast assortment of lottery games that the state offers and profits from.
I love how the state just hates games of chance unless they run them.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's just, I mean, it stinks of corruption.
This is nothing but a bunch of armed, stinking bureaucrats going around and protecting their organization's monopoly. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's obvious when they go after these senior citizen veterans who are voting or rooting for a football game. It's so glaringly obvious that you have to be the only, the most dim-witted of patriotic fools to support the government in this. But somebody listening is. I mean, you know, if not, I'm just wrong. But 855-450-FREE, I would love to hear why you think it is okay for the state of New Hampshire, an organization that runs a game of chance, to,
quite a few of them,
to raid the American Legion, an organization of...
take the money from their charity fundraisers. And it's not, it's not like they had $600,000 in their safe. It was $15,000.
Right? Come on.
$15,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a bunch of young people going to get hookers and blow, right?
I mean, I think they would probably have a heart attack if they tried to do that.
What are you saying? How old were these people?
They're senior citizens.
They're going and raiding a senior citizen? See, this is the thing.
They might as well be raiding the nursing home. I'm not trying to insult the people who go to the American
Legion.
No,
I'm not insulting them either. I'm actually saying that the absolute lack of respect for senior citizens that the state is showing here is positively disgusting.
Yeah,
that is
the
joke I am
bringing. Aren't they supposed to be the ones who are receiving the protection from the state? You know, they're older, they're vulnerable, they've spent a lot of time serving their country. Now they're supposed to be getting the rewards back from society. They're supposed to be getting protection and support and money from Social Security.
This is an obvious money grab. Where are you going to grab the money from? From the people who have it. Senior citizens have had longer to collect it, so go after them.
I suppose. But now, that story that I just read in this segment was from February 5th, but there's actually an update to the story. And it gets worse, actually, if you could believe it. Now they're thinking about, now the Liquor Commission could get as much as $200,000 out of this American Legion post. The journalist who's writing about this, Jim Kenyon, says, you might recall that back in February, I wrote that seven agents from the Liquor Commission's Enforcement Bureau, acting on what they said was an anonymous tip. Oh, those anonymous tips, crushing your rights since however long they've been around, raided the Legion's Mechanic Street Clubhouse on the eve of Super Bowl, whatever it was, the most recent Super Bowl. The agents left with...
I don't think you can say Super Bowl without us giving credit to the Super Bowl people.
Uh-oh, I've violated their copyright or something.
I think we're supposed to say
big game.
Yeah,
okay.
Big game.
Well, Jim Kenyon said it in his article, so I'm just.
Is that what happened? Did they call it the Super Bowl charity, and then the NFL called the New Hampshire?
Maybe they were the anonymous tip.
You got to go get that money from them. Is that the legal background here?
The agents left with $15,320 in cash from Post 22 safe that the Liquor Commission claimed were proceeds from illegal gambling.
I love the idea that they can take this money that's in the safe, claim all of it's from proceeds from gambling, which it's obvious it's not.
No.
I mean, they're selling drinks right there out in front of God and everybody and barbecue and whatever. And They just claim it all is, and you're going to have to prove what is and what isn't proceeds from gambling.
Yeah, they didn't even have a chance to defend themselves. But I told you it gets worse. Listen to this. This American Legion Post received a letter. Okay, so they didn't hear anything from the Liquor Commission for about 3 months. But then, a couple days ago, just recently, a letter arrived at the clubhouse. That's how Post 22 learned it had been the subject of a secret grand jury proceeding last month. The letter went on to say that a grand jury had indicted the club on 2 felony counts of allegedly running an illegal gambling operation in connection with the big game pool.
You know, I don't have much faith in juries.
No.
And I have so little faith in grand juries. Grand juries,
especially secret ones,
were intended.
This is like a Star Tribunal for the veterans.
It would be a Star Tribunal if it didn't have regular citizens that were involved in it.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea behind a jury was we're going to have regular folks hold the government accountable. But it doesn't happen at all, and it's sadly disgusting the way the average person's just like, oh, yep, the prosecutor and the cops said it's the way it is, so it's the way it is, and we'll just go with it.
You know, and I'm actually surprised about that, because who gets put on a grand jury, okay? It's going to be retirees, people who have time on their hands. New Hampshire is stereotypically an older demographically state. There are lots of senior citizens in New Hampshire. You would think that maybe one of them
they'd move to Florida.
Knows,
oh, go ahead.
Maybe one of them knows somebody who goes to the American Legion. I mean, it's in the same county, you know, like, or they've participated in this charity fundraiser going on year after year or something like that.
Might have been an inside job.
Maybe it was, but I mean, this is just, I can't believe this story.
I'm stunned by it.
Yeah, the whole thing's ridiculous. Unbelievable.
855 450 free. Tell me why gambling of any sort should be illegal. Why? 855 450 free. Free Talk Live. There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
I've had the hardest time finding someone who loves me for me, not my money.
I just want to find the perfect match.
Finding the right car insurance company can be daunting, especially if you've been burned in the past. Visit Geico.com to find the policy destined for you. One devoted to saving you money, making your life easier, treating you like a princess or a vegan warlock, whatever you're into. Your perfect car insurance company is out there. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.